You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, your friendly psychologist here on LA Talk Radio, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everybody. What is it that allows certain people to get up each day with a positive attitude, excitement, passion for life, with a zest for more and more? Really annoying people, huh? No, just kidding. What is that driving force behind so many folks we read or hear about who've rebuilt their lives after experiencing difficult relationship losses? You know, we never know what is going on with many of these people. We never know, you know? I mean, there's lots of folks out there who have rebuilt their lives after experiencing difficult relationship losses, financial problems, physical and mental issues, and other tragedies that knocked them down. What is the motivation? What's going on with these people to make them successful and very influential to others? What is that about? Now, just to mention a handful of these amazing people who kept on going despite their limitations, there's Ludwig van Beethoven. You all know he composed some of the greatest works of music ever written. He was almost completely deaf. Did you guys know that? Yeah. Oprah Winfrey grew up in severe poverty, literally wearing dresses made of potato sacks. Jim Carrey, who I had on the show last year, lived in poverty. Yeah, he actually lived in a van with his family for a while. And he worked 8-hour shifts after school just to help his family survive. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, second man to step foot on the moon, struggled with depression and alcoholism, but has become an inspiration to everyone to keep dreaming and achieving. And of course, there's Richard Branson on the, gosh, he's on that list, probably the fourth richest person in the United Kingdom. And of course, owns the Virgin Group of brands, and not to mention the island in the Caribbean. But as a child, he performed poorly on tests. He had dyslexia. Everything was jumbled for this guy. He didn't know what he was seeing or doing, or really tough for Richard Branson. I mean, we hear all of these stories about people, right? And of course, yeah, you know, what? Come on. What would a show about overcoming life's obstacles be without mentioning? You know who I'm going to say, don't you, folks? Albert Einstein. He was rejected from college for failing the entrance exam. The guy was a genius, but couldn't do small, mundane things. You know, you always hear about it. He couldn't tie his shoes. He didn't get it. He had spatial issues. Right? So the next time one of your job interviews doesn't go well or you're struggling to get into college, just think about the father of modern physics. All of these people's personal troubles had the potential to overshadow their amazing inspirational achievements. They didn't allow that to happen. Why? Well, today we're going to find out from my guest, who's been on the show before. He's awesome. Love this guy. Great book. Great motivational speaker. And of course, you've heard about his books before, but we're going to be talking about some of the stuff from his latest book and his earlier inspirational book. It's professional motivational speaker, co-owner of Dramatic Impact Productions. He has a professional practice, financial whiz. This guy's amazing. I'm telling you, he's so good. And everything else he does. You know, he was one of Tony Robbins' hand-picked professional speakers. I think we got him on the line now. Anthony, are you with us? I can't hear him. Where's Anthony? Let's try to get Anthony Lamar Smith. Are you on the air? All right, we're going to try to pull Anthony again up on the, there we are. Let's see if we can get him now. Okay, let's get him. All right, we're going to try to get Anthony up in the air again. It's Anthony Lamar Smith. Let me just intro him real fast. And by the way, he has some amazing books out that will inspire you. It's called LIFE. That's the acronym for Life, Intentional Living in Fullness Every Day. And also How to Achieve Your Goals and Dreams in 21 Days and Experience LIFE. Life intentional. That's the way it works. All right. There he is. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Michelle?
I am well. As always, a pleasure to have you here on the couch with me, Anthony Lamar Smith.
Thank you so much. And it is always an honor and a privilege. I love, love, love your show.
Thank you. Well, you know, you and I are kind of on the same wavelength here. We have always been into being positive people and trying to inspire others to really make the most out of their lives. And I loved your book. Love both of them, actually.
Thank you.
It's LIFE. It stands for Intentional Living in Fullness Every Day. And of course, we're going to be talking about your latest book, How to Achieve Your Goals and Dreams. I like this one. In 21 days.
Yes.
And experience life. So, you know, Anthony, I know that you have had your own experiences, which have been tough in your life. And I, you know, you and I hate to use those negative words. I know we've talked about this, right? but you really have, you know, had some issues going on, things in your life. We can talk about some of those things that kind of knocked you down. But what things inspired you to write this particular book?
You know, that's a very good question, Dr. Michelle. You know, when we think about the word tough experiences and negative issues and things that we have that we all go through in life, what I learned while experiencing those things was how my mind was operating. And that I learned that thoughts manifest. Yep. Whatever it is that you focus your attention on the most, your most dominant thoughts become your reality.
Right.
It reminds me of the scripture in the Bible, I think it's Joshua 1:8, where God told Joshua, this book of the law, that if you would meditate on these words both day and night, then you will be both prosperous and successful. So in other words, why did God tell Joshua to do those things? Because what you focus on the most will eventually show up in your life. And so while I was experiencing any of those negative things, it was because I was on that vibration. I was on that particular energy. I was on that wavelength. And so it had no other choice but to manifest in my life. Once I learned what was going on with me, then I was able to start to renew my mind. To be able to attract to me that which I desire to experience. And so, and what I learned recently from, I was reading a book on psychology and neuro-linguistic programming, and I learned something very, very unique. There are studies have been conducted for many, many years that have proven that 97% of what happens to us on a daily basis, we already know what's going to happen to us. And there's this ideology or this misconception that things just happen. That things happen for a reason. And that's not true. And I can prove it. For instance, most of us know when we're going to wake up every morning. Do we not?
We hope. We
can
only hope.
Most of us know when we're going to bed. Most of us know what direction we're going to take to get to our job. Most of us know exactly what we're going to have to do while we're on the job for those 8 hours. We know when we're going to leave. We know the direction we're going to take to get home. We know when we parked our car. We know when we walk through the door. We're going to cook dinner. We're going to watch our favorite shows. We're going to do X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. 97% of what happens to you on a daily basis, you already know. Right. Nothing simply happens by chance.
Right.
Now, there are experiences that will come along in life, which is that other 3%.
Mm-hmm.
These unforeseen experiences that may be life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started to write the book, I looked at my life, and one of the things that inspired me the most was my children.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my children and my family, my wife, my fiance, et cetera. And
yes.
The reason why is because I didn't want to be a hypocrite to them.
Yes, yes.
I want to be my children's hero. I want them to be able to see that age is not a restriction.
Right.
That and no matter how old you are, you can still pursue your life dreams and your purpose.
Right, right, exactly. It's so true. You know, I mean, you are an inspiration, and I happen to know your fiance. She's amazing and an author, and she has her own company. You guys make a great team, by the way.
Thank you.
And you have, we'll talk about her a little bit, too. But and you do have, I know your kids are great, and I know they look up to you. I really do, Anthony, and I'm just blown away that you have become such a great inspiration to them, and we need more dads like you. But
well, thank you.
Really. So let's get to it. LIFE, it's stands for Living in Fullness Every Day. Can you share just a little bit? I don't want to go on the downside, you know, about some negatives, but can you share some of the things that kind of hit you to get you where you're at now? Things that kind of knocked you down and made you say, wait a minute, what am I doing here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I can remember prior to the whole economic downturn that I was living a multiple six-figure lifestyle back in the Chicagoland area. Well, I live right outside of Chicago in Northwest Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And life was grand, so I thought. You know, I'm pulling in $450,000 a year
mm-hmm.
As a mortgage banker, as a real estate investor. I owned a real estate company, a real estate investment company, a construction company, and my mortgage company. And I had two other partners, and we each ran a particular division of the company.
Wow.
And millions of dollars worth of properties, and everything was good, vacationing and traveling all over the world, et cetera. And I thought that my marriage at the time was a good marriage. And then all of a sudden, you know, the economy hits you.
It did.
And you lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yep.
Offices closed down, three office locations.
Oh.
And you wake up and you realize you have bills. Your personal bills are over $13,000 a month, and you barely have enough money in the bank to carry you through the rest of the year.
Right.
And then my business partner and I, we were investing in a commercial property, and we lost almost $600,000 of our own personal money.
Oh my God!
In that property.
Yeah.
And so now I wake up, I got less than $100,000 in the bank, and my bills are $13,000 a month.
Oh.
Now, to some, they're like, $13,000 a month? You had $100,000, you still got a lot of money. No, not when your lifestyle.
Yes, yes, there you go. We have to scale that down a bit.
When you live in a particular lifestyle that demands that you make this type of money, it becomes a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I found myself was having to apply for welfare. And it's a very humbling experience when I get inside a $75,000 custom vehicle, and I'm wearing a $1,500 suit, and I got on a $10,000 timepiece on my arm, and I'm going down to the welfare department to apply for food stamps and assistance.
No, that's when
and I wore that outfit.
Oh no, you didn't.
I needed to feel good about myself.
No. I think you have to dress down when you're going there, Anthony. You
know, say it one more time.
I think you have to dress down when you're going there. You know what I'm
But I'm trying to feel good about myself, and I'm like, I cannot believe that I'm on the welfare. I'm applying for welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that moment that God taught me that I did not create you for the welfare system. I created you for the faring well system.
Uh-huh.
And at that particular time,
I
knew then, okay, we are supposed to be faring well.
Yes. Yes.
And then that's when God taught me to, he sent me down to start writing my book and to tap back to my natural talents and energy and to rebrand my life.
Yes.
And that's when I decided I wanted to become an author and inspirational speaker and do life coaching. And I wanted to become a screenwriter and all these other things. So if it had not been for those negative experiences at that time, I would not have learned such a valuable lesson.
Wow. That's a great story. I love that stuff. And I know you've been through many other things as well, but no, it's so true. I mean, we have to really sometimes we have to hit bottom until we say, wait a minute. But I love the way you turned that around, welfare to living fairly well. we have to do those things. And, you know, you refuse to let it get you down. I know it was difficult. I know you had a divorce. I know you've, you know, been through a lot of issues and stuff like that. But it's like you have overcome those obstacles. You also talk, you know, about God, or I call it, you know, the source or the inspiration or whatever you want to call it. This is not a religious book, per se, for those of my listeners who may be that non-religious, right? This is sort of a general. Okay, that's great. Because a lot of people will go, oh, he's going to preach.
I got you. And I wanted to convey that, which is the reason why I wrote the book to kind of highlight all three of my personalities.
Yes. Okay.
When I'm doing life coaching and I'm talking to my clients, I'm always letting them know that I believe that we all have more than one personality.
Yes.
And you're not crazy until you lose control of those personalities.
Right, exactly.
For instance, I'm not the same Anthony around my mom as I am when I'm hanging out with my male friends.
Yes.
I'm just not. Yeah. I'm not the same Anthony when I'm talking to my pastor as I am if I'm talking to my wife.
Right.
Now there is the core person of who I am.
Yes.
But there's just a particular personality type that I may highlight at that particular time.
Right. Absolutely.
So in the book, I wrote it in a very comedic side because I do professional comedy.
Yes.
I also wrote it as an inspirational manner because that's what I love. That is like my calling to be an inspiration to as many people as possible, but not to just motivate them. Mm-hmm. Because my thoughts about motivation is kind of like a warm shower.
Yes.
On a cold winter night.
Mm-hmm.
When you get inside the shower, it feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you get out, about 5 minutes later, you're cold again.
Yes. Exactly.
Motivation is like just going to church on Sunday morning, everybody praise God, and then they leave, and then they're right back to their old self.
That's right.
However, inspiration delves into teaching you a strategy that you'll be able to tap into your power of intention and then develop your reasons why you absolutely must achieve a particular goal.
Yes.
And so that's written in the book as well. So I want to teach the readers how to tap into that energy as well as give them a very entertaining, a very dramatic, as well as a fun story to read.
Mm, it is a good story. On the couch with me today, in case you just tuned in here, is Anthony Lamar Smith. He's the author of LIFE, Intentional, Living in Fullness. Every day. That's what we want to do, you know. And also his latest book is How to Achieve Your Goals and Dreams in 21 Days and Experience LIFE. And in your books, Anthony, you have created 21 what you call truth precepts. So what exactly is a truth precept, and why do you have 21 of them? That's a lot, but they're good.
You know, when I thought about precepts are basically an axiom. It's a commandment, a decree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wanted to decree into a person's life and to establish these particular principles in your spirit so that you can tap into that energy to be able to live the life that you have been designed to live.
Yeah.
Whether you believe in God or not, whether you call him the source, whether you call him Yahweh, or whether you meditate to Buddhist principles or you're Hindu, it doesn't matter. We're all spiritual beings trying to have a natural experience in this three-dimensional reality.
Yeah.
And this experience, we want it to be the absolute best way possible.
Yep.
And so when I realized these particular decrees, I wanted to convey those truth precepts in the book, give an explanation, tell the story behind how I learned these decrees through my own experiences.
Right.
So that the reader would be able to be inspired, tap into that same energy or that source, and be able to do the same with their own lives.
That's lovely. So let's jump into some of these decrees or truth precepts, okay? And folks, by the way, if you want to call in, feel free. If you have Anthony Lamar Smith, if you have a question for him, actually, about his book, LIFE, Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day, give us a call here live, 323-203 0815. You can also email me. If you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com, and I'll answer your questions, or Anthony will. Won't you, Anthony? Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to.
Come on down, folks. yeah, in the beginning of your book, I love the way you just kind of jumped into some major positive things. You didn't just ease, you jumped. And your first truth precept or decree is dream big, get excited, and take action now. Okay, that's like, whoa, that's the coldness you get, you know, out of the shower, like you talked about. How do we get inspired to start doing that all of a sudden?
You know, I believe that that if we learn how to rediscover, reimagine, and reconnect to our true life's purpose through disconnecting to this three-dimensional reality that we live in.
Yes.
And most of us live through our five senses. Mm-hmm. But if we tap into the sixth sense, which is our spiritual being, and we do so by meditating.
Mm-hmm.
I do it through visualization.
Mm-hmm.
I do it through tapping into the power of intention.
Yes.
And the reason for it is because I want to know who I really am.
Yes.
And what is it that these dreams that I'm having, and why do I have these particular dreams?
Yes. Yes.
And I believe that God gives us all, each one of us,
mm-hmm.
a particular dream or purpose or something that we should be pursuing, mm-hmm. a particular achievement that we need to fulfill in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, we have to learn how to disconnect, to be
right.
able to dream
right.
with our eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
In That's other
great.
Words, be able to see exactly the type of life that you want to live.
Yes.
One of the things that I teach to my clients when I'm doing coaching is no matter what type of experiences that you're having, if you're having a particular negative experience at that time,
yes.
to never, never speak about that particular negative experience.
Mm.
You only want to speak of the experience that you desire to have.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you really do have the power to speak into existence that which you desire to experience.
Yes, yes.
We do that through our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts, we become words. Those thoughts become words, and then we speak those words out into the universe, into
mm-hmm.
the cosmos,
yeah.
and we tap into that energy.
Yeah.
And these words produces an emotional vibration in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And we emit that vibration out into the atmosphere,
yeah.
and it literally then acts as a magnet to attract to you that which you desire to experience,
yes.
or that which you have spoken into existence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you continue to speak negative things that's happening in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, no man's ever going to love me.
Right.
I'm too old, or
yes.
I'm too young, or you know, I'll never get that job. They're
right.
going to give it to somebody else.
Right.
Or I'll be broke forever. You know, I'm
yes.
living paycheck to paycheck. You know, I got all this debt, etc. These are things that you don't want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot
right.
of times we love to have these pity parties.
Yes,
and so
we
then
do.
We then connect with other people that are having these same type of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm so broke. I can't okay, I can't wait to get paid. I don't get paid for another week and a half. It ain't never enough money. Girl,
right,
I'm so
right.
tired of these hard-headed kids
yes.
and all these other different things. You know, my wife is getting on my nerves. All
right.
she does is nag, nag, nag. You know, and we continue to speak it, and therefore we continue to operate in that energy.
Yes.
We continue to submit that energy out into the universe.
Yes.
And then therefore we then continue to have those same experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you're going through, only speak of what you desire to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What you know, and I teach this too, Anthony, because I'm into the physics thing. I'm into the, you know, that spiritual aspect, but I mean, they talk about the quantum physics, but it's really, it is about, in our brain scientifically, you know, the thoughts that fire together are wiring together. And the more we're
that
thinking,
is correct.
Mm-hmm, the negative thoughts, we're enforcing them, reinforcing them. So if we're speaking them out there in the world, if we're writing them down, if we're thinking them within, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to get that. I'm never going to, never, not, should, have to. Ooh, I'm bad. For whatever reason, you know, we are reinforcing those thoughts in our brains. And then we're putting it out into the universe. I mean, we're putting it out through our body language. People read it. They see it. Our facial expressions, our tone of voice. And we keep reinforcing we're not worthy. And everybody else is going to say, you know what? That person's not worthy. Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to get
that
this.
Is so true.
I'm in pain.
You know what's what is so funny, too, is how the brain works.
Yes.
In the event that your brain cells, you think a particular thought, and there's no cell available for those two cells to wire together, the brain will literally go into physical reaction to create a brand new cell.
Yes.
Just so that it can wire together to communicate exactly what it is that you're thinking.
Yeah.
So literally, your thoughts become physical.
Mm-hmm.
You literally, your words become your thoughts become the personification of that which you speak into existence.
Yes.
It literally becomes true. It can become your reality.
Yes.
Scientifically proven.
Oh, it's so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today, public speaker, financial mogul, how's that? Author, and handpicked by world-famous Tony Robbins to be one of his speakers. This is Anthony Lamar Smith. He's author of LIFE, Intentional Living in Fullness Every Day. His latest book is How to Achieve Your Goals and Dreams in 21 Days and Experience Life. And we're talking about how to do that and all these things. We're also going to tell you at the end of the show how to get in touch with Anthony and also pick up his book, which is really a good one. Really a good one. We just talked about what kind of blocks our ability to take action and get excited. All those negative thoughts that we speak and write down and have bought into from early childhood experiences, which were negative, possibly. And now your second and third decree, your truth precept, as you call them, are kind of related. You encourage readers to ask themselves, will you die living a life that you don't want to live? Now, that's kind of scary, you know, Anthony, to think that so many of us are just kind of going through life kind of like zombies. And the outside world is like moving us around. They're going to move us around. So that's a scary thought. How can we kind of move into really getting in touch with ourselves and what we can do to experience joy?
You know what? I think that there are three principles, at least, that I apply to my life and what I also train and teach my clients when I'm coaching, is that we have to learn how to disconnect from these negative energies, this negative vibration that is being emitted into the universe.
Mm.
Get off of that vibration.
Mm.
Get off of that wavelength.
Right.
It's there. Okay, we have to get off of it.
Yes.
And one of the ways to do so is through meditation.
Yes.
And meditation allows for you to quiet your mind,
mm-hmm.
to still the body, to be able to reconnect, mm-hmm. to be able to reimagine and rediscover the real you.
Yes.
Literally disconnecting from these five senses. Turn off the television.
Right. Thank you. And the news.
Don't watch the blues. I mean, the news.
Thank you. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Never read the blues paper.
Yeah.
Because it is so, these people are feeding off of negative energy. And listen, what's so crazy is people actually spend their money to get bad news.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Thank you. Well said. I have patients who actually come into my office. And, you know, they have a 50-minute let's work on what we worked on last time and see how you're feeling and how you've improved a little bit with some of the tools. And we're working it. And darn if they don't come in and start yelling or they're so upset about politically what's going on out there politically. And so, and I'm going to hold the phone. This is political free office right here. This is right. We're not going to drive on what's going on in the news, the negative, the haters. Yes, there's haters. Yes, there's negative. Yes, there's pain. Yes, there's suffering. Let's talk about getting you to your best self. So, I mean, I get it. It's so hard. And when you talk about meditation, you're not talking about everyone having to become the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi Nanda, right?
That's my buddy. I love Yogananda. I love his book.
He's the best.
And everything. But you don't have to become a spiritual guru.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for that. What we're talking about is just literally just quiet the mind. You know, maybe put some soft music. I have a couple of vibrational tunes that I listen to. One of the CDs that I actually got, I purchased from Dr. Dwayne Dyer, who is very popular and well-known for teaching about the power of intention. And one of the CDs was produced by the author of The Moses Code, and he learned that there were literally musical notes to the particular words that God spoke to Moses when he told him, when Moses asked, "Who shall I say sent me?" And he told him, "I am that I am."
Yes.
And so I like to listen to that particular tune because it helps me to reconnect to the who I am.
Right.
Whatever word you speak after I am becomes your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very, very careful when we say, you can't use words like "I am sick."
Yes.
It's just as easy to say, "I am being healed."
Yes.
I am health.
Yes.
I am prosperous.
Yes.
And it's not a lie, because in the spiritual realm, according to metaphysics, there are all types of opportunities. There are multiple living experiences going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So you can literally speak the life that you want to experience and just become aware of it.
Yes.
And then you will attract. You'll send out that emotional vibration and access the law of attraction as a magnet, and it'll bring the answers that you need.
And we've got to believe that a little bit, right? We've got to believe that I am capable of. Because there's so many people that say, but I haven't. We have to say, "I am this because I have been given the ability to come here, be a conscious being, and make choices. I have free will."
That's correct. But the good thing about meditation is it calms the spirit.
Yes.
And it allows you to be able to disconnect from fear.
That's right.
And one of the things that I learned about fear, I used to operate in fear a lot.
Yeah.
And there are times if I'm not careful, I'll still tap into that particular energy.
Sure.
But what I learned about fear is that fear is inverted faith.
Yes.
Fear simply means that you believe more in what you don't want to happen to you versus what you want to happen for you.
That's exactly
so
right.
So at the same time, you're still using your belief.
Yes.
You're still operating in faith.
Yes.
So if you're going to use your faith anyway, because you can literally not, it is impossible not to operate in faith. Every single thing that you do, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, you are operating in faith. You go to sleep, most people do not go to sleep thinking that they're going to die.
That's
most
right.
of us go to sleep believing we have faith that we're going to wake up in the morning.
That's right.
And then we have faith that we're going to get out to bed, we're going to be able to walk, we're going to be able to chew our food, we're going to be able to drive. Nobody gets in the car and believe that they're going to die in a car accident on their way to work.
No.
Most of us, I love driving fast. I'm 85, 90 miles an hour. Like, I'm never going to...
Okay, CHP listening. All CHP listening. He's in L.A. No, he's not. Yeah, he's... Anthony Lamar Smith, Southern California. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Okay. So if you're going to use your faith solely for that which you desire to experience.
I'm just pulling your leg, by the way. I know.
I know.
I know you're a safe driver, Anthony. I know. No, you're right, though. No, that's beautifully put. You've cracked me up. In case you just tuned in here on the couch, you're with Dr. Michelle here and my special guest, Anthony Lamar Smith. He's the author, public speaker, financier, handpicked by Tony Robbins to be one of his spokespeople and motivational speakers. His latest book is Life Intentional Living in Fullness Every Day, and also How to Achieve Your Goals and Dreams in 21 Days and Experience Life, or LIFE, as we talk about. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say, you don't have to, like, meditate. You can download, by the way, meditational tapes, meditational audios on your YouTube, guys. Put it in your little iPhone or your, you know, whatever, and plug those ear things in, and you're good to go. Even 10 minutes, right, Anthony? Even 10 minutes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so powerful to literally calm the spirit.
Right.
I mean, I grew up in the church, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a very religiously strict type of church environment.
Yeah.
And in that environment, you know, they would teach all the time about prayer. Prayer, 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 you know, pray, you know, we got to pray for hours and go into your prayer closet.
Well.
And when I think back over my life, I remember I spent a lot of time praying out of fear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it wasn't intended, and that's what exactly would manifest in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we were being taught that your prayer ground is your battleground. Mm-hmm. Everything was, you know, hey, where you pray, the devil's going to meet you there. The devil is going to get you. And the devil, I mean, it was so many messages about the devil, and then we're going to hell all the darn time. It was unbelievable. Right, and no, I didn't go to hell, but I sure went through hell because of that particular teaching.
Hell on earth.
And so once I did learn and discover meditation, it allowed me to calm my spirit.
Yes, yes.
I mean, just that alone. Mm-hmm. There's many times I don't say a word when I'm in meditation.
Yes.
What I've learned is that prayer is you talking to God.
Yes.
But meditation allows God to speak through you.
Yes.
And many times God will speak through you in silence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no words are spoken.
Yes.
Just the fact that your spirit is calm.
Shut the heck up and be in the now and just listen. Don't say
a
word.
Oh, my God.
Just don't.
Oh, my Lord. And so, it's a great way to be able to fall asleep at night, you know? You just relax the body, and you're just so calm.
Yes.
And then you go into what is referred to as a deep delta sleep.
That's right.
You know, that REM 3 and 4 level.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm talking about your body being able to rejuvenate, you know, allowing the human growth hormone to reproduce so that you can tap back into your youth.
Oh,
it helps you to clear your mind. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
There's so many health benefits to meditation. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And, you know, it's true. And I know, again, meditation, and not to hammer on it, but it is a form of getting down into a deep, you know, brainwave, folks, to rest your brain during the day. You know, morning, afternoon, if you can take 10, 15 minutes out and chill out and just, you know, I put on my... I have like 20 minutes of no clients or something. I put on the Miles Davis and John Coltrane, So What? go on the patio and it's just now, music, now. So what? No, it's good. It's good. It's it's just in the now, and it's regenerating. So sleep is regenerating, meditation, writing down things that are positive that you know I am healthy, or I am working towards being successful. I am a bright person. I am worthy. All those things you can write down and look at every day. In your book, by the way, your latest one, How to Achieve Your Goals and Dreams in 21 Days and Experience Life, you really offer a lot of wonderful affirmations for people. You know, a lot of people say, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to say. What are some of those affirmations that you offer that you think are really powerful that could help listeners?
You know, one of my favorite, again, is what we talked about in the beginning, is to dream big.
Yeah.
Dream big. Mm-hmm. Plan. Get excited.
Yes.
And take action now.
Yes.
Because when you go into that dream state, you know, and you start to visualize and you can see, and you see the light. And one of the things, too, that is extremely important when you are visualizing or when you are dreaming about a particular life that you want to live, make sure to include yourself in that dream.
Yeah.
Make sure you include yourself. The division. You have to not just see the life, but see yourself in that life.
Right.
See yourself on the backyard of your beautiful new home or whatever it is that you may desire. Literally see yourself driving a new car. See yourself authoring the books that you've been saying that you're going to write for years.
Right.
See yourself graduating with your master's degree or your PhD, whatever it is that you've always said that you were going to do. See yourself in that happy, loving, successful relationship that's full of intimacy and passion and kissing and great lovemaking and all that stuff. See yourself in that dream.
Yes, feel it.
Literally.
Imagine it. Go there. Yeah.
Feel it. And there are times that, like, for instance, when you're dealing with, if you're in a bad relationship, sometimes you may not experience your vision and your dream with that particular spouse. That's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will attract to you Whatever is in alignment with your most dominant thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you cannot make somebody else become who you want them to be.
True.
So if they don't become who you want to be, you just become who you need to be, mm-hmm. and you will attract somebody else who will appreciate that. That's okay, too.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. No. Okay, but what we want you to do is just to see the life that you desire to experience.
Yes, yes.
And your whole world around you will improve.
Exactly. So the affirmation could be, I allow myself to dream big. And I deserve to enjoy the life the way I want to. Right?
Absolutely. Become the observer. That's, I love the word that you said, observe.
Mm-hmm.
Observe the life that you desire to live. Mm-hmm. Become the observer. Here's one of the things, too, that's great about meditation that I teach in my my new book that's coming out, The Intentional Mindset,
yes.
Thoughts Manifest is the new book. And we're going to be talking about tapping into that particular energy.
Yes.
How to see yourself and knowing that you are the observer. Mm-hmm. Who is the real you?
Mm.
I answered that question.
Yes.
Who is the real Dr. Michelle?
Mm.
Who is the real Anthony Lamar Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
See, for a very long time, I thought I was the one who was having the thoughts.
Yes.
But in reality, when I went into meditation, I started to realize I'm not the one that's having the thoughts.
Yes.
I am the one who is aware that I'm having those thoughts.
Hmm. Are you like a receiver, like a radio receiver, maybe just kind of picking up things from out there or your higher self? Is that what you're saying, Anthony?
That is the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and the higher self is the real you.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we think about it, let's just talk about it from a biblical perspective, not necessarily religion, but let's just talk about it from a biblical perspective.
Okay.
In the Bible, it teaches that God created man in his own image.
Right.
And he formed us in his own likeness.
Mm.
Well, the Bible also teaches that God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an eternal spirit.
Right.
He's everlasting. Always was, always will be. He can be. He's everywhere at all times.
Right.
He's omniscient, all-knowing. He knows everything.
Right.
That is, and he created us in the same way.
Right, right.
We're just an offspring of who he is.
Yeah.
That is our higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you stop for a moment and you quiet the mind and there's a particular thought that's coming across your mind.
Yes.
Psychologists have proven that we have on average about 70,000 thoughts a day.
Scary.
Well, of course, there's no way in the world that we are literally conscious of 70,000 thoughts.
No.
We're only conscious of the thoughts that we pay attention to.
Correct.
So then when we pay attention to those thoughts and you stop and you think for a moment and say, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Who is that person having those thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really me?
Yes.
It's the ego. Is the ego mind there?
Yeah.
But you are the person who says, wait, 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 stop. Let me think. Who is that person that just had that thought?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the observer.
Yes. Yes. You are the observer. You have to be aware of yourself. Go ahead, Anthony. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You have to observe and be aware of the real you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you become aware of the real you, then you know how to control your thoughts.
Yes. Exactly.
But
no,
it's practice.
So true.
It's practice. It takes practice.
It is.
And one of the things that helps me to practice that is through meditation.
Mm.
It's through visualizing.
Yes.
It's through saying, okay, this is the life I want to experience. Even if I don't have it, you know, I'm budgeting right now to get a custom convertible Bentley GTC.
There you go.
Come on now. And it's a $230,000 car.
Right. Right.
Oh, and I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it.
So
funny.
And it's about, you know,
and the only reason why I'm not getting it now is because we want to build out our house first.
Well, you should.
But I love this car.
And
I'm always going to the dealership. I'm in the car.
That guy
test driving.
Yeah. Here he comes again. Here he comes. Here comes Anthony again. Oh God. Maybe I can sell it to him today. Maybe I can
book it. You know, when we are designing our home, you know, we go to a lot of open houses.
Sure.
You know, we go to and we look at the decorations and we look at the other amenities that are in the house. Say, oh, okay. No. You know what? I want to change this plan and I want to add that. I want to add this and I want it to be like this, et cetera.
Yes.
You know, you have to observe and see yourself.
Yeah.
And doing these things help me to see who I really am.
Yes. Yes.
And it is so refreshing.
Yes.
That once you do, when you do those things, you start to see all these things manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that I love so much about when you say, and write it down.
Yes.
I mean, I have so many I am statements, and now we're just literally checking off the I am statements.
Wow.
We're taking things off of the vision board like, wow, I cannot believe we literally manifested that in like 30 days.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Can you believe we literally manifested that like the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not little things. These are like big things. We're like, oh, my Lord. It's amazing.
Right. And, you know, there's no judgment. You know, you're talking, and I know you're serious, but I know you're kind of kidding, but I know you're serious. You know, but we're talking about the Bentley, and you know, it's I can just see you swooping, honey, on the freeway. I can just see you in that one. I can see it right now, Anthony. See, I've helped you manifest that. You and Shira swooping, changing lanes.
Yes.
So anyway, just kidding. But not really.
I received that.
So
I
you better,
that.
You better.
One of my buddies, he's he's a pastor down in Atlanta.
Yes.
And he texted me. He says, Anthony, let me tell you something, man. Not only do I see you in that car.
Yes.
It's bought and paid for in cash.
Wow.
I said, come on, pastor, preach.
Bring it. Bring it.
You better preach that word. You better preach that word, boy.
You're so funny. But, you know, truly, let's get real here. Whether it's the Bentley, whether it's you want to just go to school, whether it's you want to just get a job to support yourself, whether it's you want to improve your special social skills, whether it's you want to find just someone who will care for you enough to notice you, you know, whether you're starting on a smaller scale and just sort of working up, everything is pretty possible for you. You just have to imagine it, meditate on it, try
Absolutely.
To believe the positive
and
things.
And that's what's so refreshing as well. Because like I said, when having gone through the financial calamity and the destruction of my marriage and those things, it was extremely painful.
Yeah.
Very, very painful.
Yes.
But I literally had to start visualizing the life that I'm currently living. And it started out very, very small. You know, you live in a one-bedroom apartment, and you got a raggedy or used vehicle, and you have these things, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. Yes. I loved every single phase of my life.
There you go.
I praised God, and I was grateful, and I was appreciative when I had a little $6,000 Camaro that I had to keep working on. And I praised Him when I lived in a one-bedroom apartment, and in the rough side of the neighborhood. I loved it. I loved it. Home.
Yeah, I hear
and
you.
And at whatever stage you're in at that life, when you start to be grateful and appreciative, it always elevates you to another level.
Boy, it sure does. Listen, Anthony, we got to run pretty soon here, but I want to make sure that listeners can find out more about you and how to get your books. So what is the best way to do that?
The best way is to visit www.AnthonyLamarSmith.com. All of my information is on there regarding that are available through Live Publishing, which is another division of my company. All of our services, if you decide that you'd like to become an author or a writer, if you need someone as a ghostwriter, we offer those services as well. Life Consultancy, Living in Fullness Every Day, where we teach you how to live your absolute best life. If you need life coaching, if you need inspirational thoughts and ideologies, you're more than welcome to review the information on Life Consultancy. All of these things can be found on my website. Again, at www.AnthonyLamarSmith.com. Visit the shop page and order your copy today.
Beautiful. Well said. thank you, Anthony. Thank you so much. As always, a wonderful guest. Inspirational, funny, fun guy. You're the best. Good for you.
Thank you. And, thank you so much.
And blessings to Shiren. I know she's awesome, and I want to talk about her book, too. Also, a little promo. You're going to be coming up on Dave's Good Vibration Station right here on LA Talk Radio at 1 p.m. this Sunday. So a little bit more about your new book as well. So little promo there as well. Thanks again. Blessings to you and your family. And we'll talk soon.
Likewise.
Right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Anthony Lamar Smith. Again, the show will be up right here on LA Talk Radio with the archives. If you missed a little bit of it, no problem. You can get back into it, find out what Anthony had to say, and also information about getting his book. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works in the world. And next week, we are going to be talking about helping you with your relationships like never before. You really have got to hear the show. You got to get yourself together first. but I'll tell you how to do that too. Dr. Michelle Cohen, have a great day. Talk to you next week. You can stay on the couch if you like here on LA Talk Radio. Bye-bye.